Text numéro 40. I was left speechless. Bob Dylan breaks 2-week silence over Nobel Prize. Bob Dylan was left speechless by the news that he was to be awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature, he has said, breaking more than 2 weeks of silence since the announcement. The artist was criticised as arrogant by a prominent member of the Academy that awards the prize last week, having failed to respond to repeated calls. Even a brief acknowledgement of the award was removed from his website soon after it appeared. But in a call with Sara Danius, the permanent secretary of the Swedish Academy, Dylan said, "I appreciate the honour so much," adding, "the news about the Nobel Prize left me speechless." And in a separate interview with the Daily Telegraph, his first since the award, he said he would absolutely attend an award ceremony if it's at all possible. Dylan told the paper, "It's hard to believe. Amazing, incredible. Whoever dreams about something like that?" Making the award announcement, Danius compared Dylan's work to that of ancient Greek writers Homer and Sappho. Asked about the comparison, Dylan declined to remark on the meanings of those songs, however. "I'll let other people decide what they are," he said. "The academics, they ought to know. I'm not really qualified. I don't have any opinion." "There's a certain intensity in writing a song," he added. "You have to keep in mind why you're writing it and for who and what for." The singer also tied songwriting to his interests in painting and sculpting, though he recognised that not all of his ambitions would achieve the same success as his music. "I'd like to drive a race car on the Indianapolis track. I'd like to kick a field goal in an NFL football game. I'd like to be able to hit 100-mile-an-hour baseball. But you have to know your place," he said. "Everything worth doing takes time. You have to write 100 bad songs before you write one good one, and you have to sacrifice a lot of things that you might not be prepared for. Like it or not, you are in this alone and have to follow your own star." The Academy announced that Dylan would be awarded the prize on the 13th of October, saying he had created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. But that was followed by silence, leading to criticism of Dylan and speculation over whether or not he would accept the honour. Soon afterwards, in comments broadcast on a Swedish television station, the writer and Academy member Per Wastberg said Dylan's failure to respond to overtures was impolite and arrogant and put the Academy in an unprecedented situation. Adapted from TheGuardian.com, October 2016.